Welcome to More Than a Broker, the podcast that goes beyond the traditional definition of a logistics provider. My name is Andrew Elsner, co-founder of Spot. In each episode, we will dive into the stories of industry experts, keep you up to date on the highs and lows of the logistics marketplace, and introduce you to the people behind the advanced technologies that are driving innovation for brokers, shippers, and carriers within our industry. Join us as we explore the world of logistics through a different lens. This is More Than a Broker.
Drivers, start your engine!
Welcome back to Spot's Market Update Podcast. This is Andy Kropp. I'm the CFO here at Spot and joined by a couple of my colleagues, Alex Beening, who's a national account director for us, and Ryan Scott, who is our director of carrier sales. Thanks for joining me, gentlemen.
Nice to be here, Mr. Kropp.
Thanks for having us back.
It's been a little while since our last market update, to be honest. We took a few breaks on the podcast side and focused on some important issues in the industry with Andrew Elsner, one of the presidents at Spot here, and some other folks, talking about issues around carrier safety, fraud, and other activities in the market, carrier selection and sourcing of carriers, a few really important topics. I'd encourage listeners to go out and check those out if they have an opportunity. But bringing us back to the market update segment here, it's been an interesting start to the year, I would say. Maybe not atypical. We saw the coming out of the holiday season in January, some typical post-holiday disruptions, some weather, certainly common for this time of the year. I would say by and large, though, we've seen a bit of stabilization here in February and into the early part of March. You guys have any general thoughts on what you're seeing in the market right now?
January was interesting, you know, because it's typically a slow month, and it was a slow month from a freight standpoint, but there was kind of a couple of different factors going on. We had somewhat of a polar vortex factor. So there was a tightening in capacity for a short period of time. We saw an increase in spot rates for a period during that, but it wasn't necessarily due to demand. It was just weather related.
Typical Q1 type activities.
Yeah. So, you know, it was kind of a disruption that we weren't necessarily expecting, and it was relatively short lived. And then we fell straight into a very normal February, which I think felt worse than typically does just because of how January went.
I'd like to take us for a quick minute here to get us started talking about capacity in the market. I think that that's really a big factor on a lot of people's minds right now. Obviously, during the 21-22 cycle, a huge influx of new capacity into the market. And the discussion over the last 12 or 18 months has been, when does that capacity start to bleed out? Ryan, you're on the front lines of the carrier side of things. What are you seeing in terms of capacity levels and changes in capacity in the market?
Capacity is still exiting. I would say it's kind of a steady stream, not the huge wave we've all been waiting for. Not a lot of blockbuster headlines on bankruptcies and closures. So I think some of that has probably flown a little under the radar in terms of the magnitude. We've had more than 50,000 trucks exit the market over the last year, which is a huge number. Not all at once, so in aggregate, it's a big number, but it's kind of trickled through the system over the period of months.
Yeah, a bit of a slow burn.
And the capacity end of the whole supply and demand equation is really what I've been harping on as of recent, say the last several months with a lot of my customer base. Because contrary to what we experienced during the COVID time period where demand rapidly shot through the roof, the second part of 2020 through 2022, that was more of an equation of skyrocketing demand and capacity not being able to rapidly adjust with that increase in demand. Now that we've seen demand levels mostly level out in a shape or form decrease, those sustained and risen capacity levels are, to Ryan's point, mostly still in a level fashion. We haven't seen that mass exodus that many, including myself, were initially speculating. I think that's largely due to a few things. Firstly, the asset carrier fleets, they experienced their highest profitability levels that they've ever historically seen
right.
as a whole as an industry. And that time period, again, from mid-2020 until the end of 2022, industry-wide, we ended 2022 at about a 20% profit margin for these carrier fleets. And that's largely unheard of on a normalized
right.
market
yeah.
basis.
Yeah, it's typically low single digits, right?
Yeah. And I think that's largely attributing to where we're at now. They were highly profitable during that time period, and that's helped kind of slow the bleeding that they're likely experiencing today.
I would coin it as there was an excess cash that was built up at a lot of these smaller and mid-sized fleets that cash pool was able to sustain them longer into the freight recession and keep them above water.
Correct. And even looking at driver payroll data for over-the-road hire, we are starting to see a downtick in driver payroll, which shows that carriers aren't becoming super aggressive when hiring on new fleet drivers.
What about the demand side of the equation? So capacity, I would say, is, to summarize, shrinking, although maybe at a slower pace. That's only half of the equation in the freight industry. Alex, what do you see on the demand side in terms of volumes and the outlook?
Certainly no 2022, that's for sure. We've seen demand certainly come down and stabilize. The Fed and their most recent release on that truck tonnage data. In January, we saw not only a month over month, but also a year over year decrease. And output was down 4.1%, which is pretty significant.
That's pretty sizable.
Yes. I mean, when you're speaking as in regards to the industry as a whole, a 4% decrease is, that's going to be a pretty big impact to the demand side of the equation.
I think another area we've been watching pretty closely is inventory levels. As we've gotten through the holidays and into the new year here, every report that we're seeing indicates inventory levels are flattening out back to historical levels, if not being drawn down a little bit further than that, which I think could be an interesting sign for a demand shift back up as manufacturing picks up to restock. By and large, maybe mixed messages in terms of what you see, and it's a little bit more industry specific. Certain industry verticals are a little healthier than others, while others are a little bit weaker. So kind of an interesting question there to see how that plays out. Ryan, one area that I guess if I think about it from a shipper perspective is with a flat or maybe increasing demand environment, capacity moving the other direction, is there concern that over-tightening in the market is a risk as we go forward?
I think that's always in the forefront of everyone's mind as you have a market that's sort of on an inflection point. And I think we're not quite there yet, obviously, but I think we're looking at getting to the end of Q1. Shippers are looking ahead and planning for the year. I'm already starting to hear and read multiple examples of taking a pulse of the market and trying to do some preparations for budget planning heading into the back half of the year as bids start to come to shape in the second half. So I think there's definitely the conversations are starting to take place on it's not a matter of if, but when it's going to happen. And most of the sentiment seems to be that it's going to be this calendar year, probably in the second half. And when that happens, I've heard a number of different predictions and some as high as a 30% increase in spot rates by the end of the year. Pretty bold.
That seems like a carrier perspective, maybe.
Right, right. But
or a carrier wish.
I think there could be over-tightening could always happen, but I feel like we're still a ways off from that concern.
Alex, what's your experience been working through a number of RFPs already this year and a couple in the process currently? How are shippers thinking about the approach with contract rates?
I think there's becoming more and more of a realization that we've come to a flattening stage and we likely won't see a further drop in freight rates. We definitely could see some further decreases on the contract end of freight rates, but in terms of spot market, obviously there's numerous factors that go into this, like region and length of haul and whatnot. But spot market rates are coming pretty dang close to the operating cost per mile that these carriers are exposed to now in this inflationary environment to operate a truck. So as we mentioned earlier on in our discussion, a lot of this could be attributed to siphoning off some financial reserves, some padding that they were able to obtain through the heightened freight market during the COVID time period, we'll call it. But as time goes on that's going to become less and less of a resource to these guys, and spot market carriers that focus their attention on day-to-day spot market loads and not so much in the contract area of things, they're feeling the exposure much more than others. And those are the carriers, and likely that'll mostly attribute to the decrease in capacity. And with that said, let's keep in mind that, as we had mentioned, demand and total truck tonnage seems to be on the decrease and slowly decreasing over time. We can still have an environment where we have a drop in demand, but if that drop in supply outpaces that demand, that'll put us into an inflationary freight rate market.
Yeah, the freight market can look and feel very differently than the overall economy, right?
Correct.
Just depending on how that supply and demand balance plays out.
They don't always go hand in hand. And if I was a betting man, I would say that's likely the scenario that would lead us to the next exit out of this freight recession.
Yeah, the inflection point.
In terms of rate.
Not to mention it's an election year. That always throws a nice wrinkle into just everything.
That always makes things spicy, right?
Starting to wrap up a little bit, I guess, Ryan, any thoughts from your standpoint on carrier market, anything you'd advise carriers right now as we're in still the Q1 kind of softer period, but spring and peak season will be here before we know it. What would you say to the carriers that are out there listening?
February, March can sometimes be a challenging time still for carriers, especially in a recessionary environment. I think the key is maximizing utilization, right? I mean, how can you get the most out of your assets every week? So trying to plan ahead, be smart about your freight decisions, make sure you're minimizing empty miles as much as you can, maximize utilization. You know, you can only control the rates so much. So maximizing utilization, planning where your trucks are going to be, getting ahead of that, I think, is a key right now.
Alex, any parting thoughts on your side?
Looking forward to this year, and I'm speaking more on the customer end of things, and Ryan's area of expertise is certainly on the capacity and the carrier end of things. I anticipate this year to be relatively normal to your typical freight environment. It will be interesting moving into 2025 because, you know, we keep alluding to this drop in capacity. I see a lot of customers taking very strategic approaches on who they work with, especially providers that plan around capacity, contract awards, seeing through to commitments, because where we likely, in my eyes, probably will not see the next uptick probably in the 2024 calendar year, I would anticipate it's probably shortly behind it. Yeah. So to prepare for that, solidify your network base, I think that'll be a key theme through this year, especially towards the tail end of the year.
Gentlemen, thank you again for your time today. Really appreciate the insights. We do plan to continue doing the market updates about every month moving forward. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, we hope that you will come back next month. We look forward to having you then. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for More Than a Broker. You heard firsthand accounts from industry experts and Spot's hardworking individuals revealing a culture of collaboration and innovation. For more information about Spot, our service offerings, our people and culture, our job postings and more, check us out online at spotinc.com. That is spotinc.com. Thank you for listening and for being part of this journey. Until next time, keep striving to be more than a broker.